Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, Anissa.
Yes?
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care.
Yes?
Hi, I was reaching out because I see that you completed your application. Thank you very much for doing that. Can
You're
you
welcome.
send me your IDs? I need to run a background check, but I need your IDs in order to do that.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, you want me to email it? It's okay. You want me to email it to you?
Yeah, you can email it or text it over. I just need a picture of the front of your driver's license or state ID and your social or a birth
Am
certificate.
I social? Well, I put my social on the app, but you still want me to send it to you as well?
Yeah, because I actually need a picture of your ID, like the actual card.
So you need a picture of the social and a
Yes.
picture of ID.
Yes.
Okay, well, I got my ID. I can send the social in a couple minutes when I
Okay.
probably like at 3 o'clock when I go to the car, but it just so happened I have my ID on me, so I'll text my ID to this number that you just called me off of.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. And
Okay.
before I let you go, I know that you're still working on the rest of the requirements, but for the TB test, did you get that done already?
Yeah, I have a recent one. I don't have a picture of it, but I have it.
Okay. Is there any way that you can like download the results for it and then send it over to me?
No, because it's like paper, and I got it done like a maybe two months ago. It was a two-step one, but I can when I'm at work now. When I leave here, I gotta go at 3 o'clock. I get off, but I go to another job, so my wallet is in my car. I can do the social. I'm gonna send the ID now because I got it on me. At 3 o'clock when I go to the car, I can send you a picture of my social, but the TV test, I probably can't send that till tomorrow because it's at home and I get off at 11 o'clock tonight.
Got it. No worries. All right, just send this stuff over when you have time, okay?
Okay, and I had one question. I know
Sure.
nobody never told me the rate that you guys pay.
Let me take a look at the case. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Sorry, my system is just loading. Bear with me for a couple of minutes.
I'm sorry, it was breaking up.
No, it's okay. My system is loading. Just bear with me for a couple of minutes until it loads.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so I see that there was a note added that it seems like we need to receive the authorization in order for us to know how many hours you're going to be working. But as of right
Okay.
now, the case is kind of like on a standstill because you're waiting
Right.
for the patient to turn 21. That
Okay.
originally started.
We wait. Everything got put through to Maximus. We did everything we were supposed to do. It's just that she don't turn 21 till August 3rd.
Sure.
So Maximus was telling me they gotta wait till she turns 21 to push it through. But everything already, like you know, we already did everything. Everything already got sent over to the county assistant's office.
Right. The thing is that I can't like quote you a rate until I know how many hours the case
Got
is
it. Okay.
because it determines what rate I can offer you.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
I just sent it over through this phone number,
Okay, let
my
me take
ID.
a look. Perfect, I got it, Anissa. Thank you so much. And then again, when you get home, send me over the TB test and then your social whenever you get into your car, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, my pleasure. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.